The use of your voice, either in live presentation situations or pre-recorded situations where you can see people or you can't see people, that's the whole idea of the show. Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart, hopefully showing you that the use of a better voice, well, there's more to it than may meet the ear. Thank you for listening to today's show. We're looking at pauses at the moment, and here's another use of the pause, a pause for thought. In conversation, we hesitate, we search for the right word or phrase, perhaps consider what we're about to say, weigh it all up, bearing in mind the context and the audience. To sound natural, to create the illusion of life, when you need the listener to think that you've just had a new thought, a gap, a pause is required. Let me give you an example. I don't get mad, I get even. That moment, that beat between the thinking and the speaking, translates into a pretty powerful pause. If the pause was placed before the I don't get mad, I get even, the thought could seem to be too fluent and some of the force could be lost. But moving that beat after the I don't get mad, I get even, creates a feeling of you searching for the right word, the right phrase to balance that first one. Of course, this is really kind of voice acting, but it can be used in broadcast and podcast presentations as well to give the feeling of spontaneity, as though the words we're using are not considered and written, rehearsed and read, but just that moment coming to us, and it'll make you sound more authentic and real and believable as well. I'm Peter Stewart. Little light in on magic. What I'm telling you here is all written down. I'm using the pauses, as I've just explained, to give the image of spontaneity, to give the image of conversationalism. And we're going to be talking more about conversationalism in a couple of months' time on the programme. Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.